and you could cut one of them down and it was fat and lighted from the tap root to the tip end of it, way up yonder. Well, it was a bunch went in there, this community here. Now, I didn't live in this community at that time. It all belonged to the new band at that time. One Saturday night, about midnight, a bunch of them, I know they're all about drunk. They were drinking. They got out there and, you know what Deaden and Timber is?
Deaden and Timber?
Uh-huh.
No, what's, I don't...
Well, you take an axe and you cut it all the way around.
To the tree. Yeah, you do that and, well, would you do that for a field?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They used to deaden in the field, that way, where there's too many trees in the field, they deaden them. Deaden some every year.
Wait till it fell. Uh-huh. Well, it wouldn't fall, but it would kill it.
Yeah, it would kill it. Mm-hmm. Well, they deaden the street from here up to that other road up yonder.
Mm-hmm.
And put up a sign that they was going to do worse than that if that road didn't go through there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a Monday morning, somebody went and told the old man Joe that it didn't, that streak of timber through there. And I come through, I seen it. We are 15 years old at that time. And he come in here and cut that strip of timber from out there to that other road up there. Now, not the road where the meat building's on. See that? The main road then was right on the right at the end of this one.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dirt road.
Mm-hmm.
But they went there and cut that and made shingles out of the louder timber.
Mm-hmm.
And finished that road out through there. Mm-hmm. Of course it was several years before they went on turpentine that timber after then. Mm-hmm. And after they got it turpentine, they sold it. Sawmill come out. A fellow by the name of Taylor come in and bought all this land and timber.
Mm-hmm.
And put in a big sawmill and a plane mill, dry kit and everything out of there.
What kinds of different roads did you have around here? You had a three-track road.
Yeah, all of them were three-track roads except the graded roads. We called them public roads and big roads then. So-and-so, the big road. You go over yonder, you hit the big road, you see. Like I tell you now, you go down here and you hit the pay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back then you say you go right here, go so-and-so and so-and-so, and say you run into the big road over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't today, that wasn't yesterday either.
You used to cut a lot of wood and then put it in your fireplace. Did you have something that was kind of heavy and metal that you put in the fireplace to hold the logs up?
Yeah, well, I call them fire devils.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have to clean out the chimney?
Uh-uh, no. You never have to clean out the chimney.
Mm-hmm. If there was a, what would you call this black stuff that was in the chimney?
Smut.
Mm-hmm. In front of your fireplace, you had a little stone place, or did you have a place that might stop sparks from jumping out?
No, they didn't have enough to keep a spark from jumping out. You had to look after that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Spark went out while you, a lot of times it'd be a wormhole or something or other. Maybe there'd be a saw place and a knot where it had grown up and had some gum around that knot. Well, the tree just go right on over that.
Mm-hmm.
Or that'd get hot some. You'd put that piece of wood on the fire and see that would be concealed.
Mm-hmm.
And it got hot enough, it'd pop. And sometimes pop up. Oh, some cave, it'd pop way out on the floor. Well, first thing somebody done got up right then and had to move that.
Yeah.
Sweep it, grab a broom, sweep it back up in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
In the fire thing.
On a fireplace now, sometimes on the floor you have a little area right there, sometimes made of stone. What would you call it?
That's your hearth. But now the first chimney. They was called dirt and stick chimneys.
Mm-hmm.
They was made out of sticks and mud.
Uh-huh.
And then you had what you call your hogs. That's thick mud on each side. Oh, they were big fireplaces. And then you had the, what you call the back. That was deep in mud. And then if you got on up, just up a little piece, it was built just like a fence, only there was mud between every crack. But these sticks, that was called a dirt and stick chimney. I seen a minion one built in the house where it was, and it was bad to catch a fire. Them chimneys was.
Duh.
And the way you do, you have a chimney, you always have, they called it a clay hole. Round at the back of the chimney. Go and get your bucket of water and jump down that clay hole and make you up some clay and go up there and patch that. Well, if it was a fire, you'd carry your bottle of water up there. You have the ladder, you know, to go up there, have your bottle of water. You'd get your mouth full of water and get right up there, that crack and spit in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you'd spit a mouth full of water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when you put that fire out. They didn't have no other way of putting it out. You couldn't get, that's the only way to get in there.
Uh-huh.
Between that dirt, you know.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good.
Well, that's all, in other words, now, then you got a hole squirted in there.
Mm-hmm.